first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jerry Bodemar, an artist, gets her inspiration from looking up.
I have a favorite practice that I like to do around early dusk, especially if it has been a challenging or overly busy day. I go into the garden and sit so that I can gaze at the sky. In Watsonville, one usually sees small airplanes circling in the last light. Today, I saw four planes, so high up I could barely see them amid the marvelously wispy clouds decorating the bowl of blue sky. Even higher up, a jet drew a straight line against the diaphanous view. Soon its trail would look like a gently twisted length of delicate lace fading into the scene. I watched one cloud as it morphed into the sketch of a cat's face, complete with softly drawn ears and a stubby nose. I marveled how perfect it was, so real, yet so ephemeral. Lower down in the east, a shape of true blue opened up in the clouds. It looked like a flying angel, reminding me how the universe had recently been bringing me the perfect info I needed for understanding the throes of a teenage grandchild. I'd uncovered a scrap of newsprint torn out last month with a link to restorativeresources.org, full of insight and guidelines. Then I discovered a free Time magazine at the library all about the teenage brain, from 1993, but still relevant and revelatory. Thank you, clouds and universe.
Jerry Bodemar is a collage artist living in Watsonville. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.